Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Happy Sunday. It's another Sunday with your girl Samba. Tonight, I want us to breathe together. In and out. Because this conversation touches places many people avoid. Last week, we spoke about losing a soulmate, who is also a husband or a wife. When someone has loved deeply, truly, honestly, and so deep, and life takes that person away, the heart does not simply heal and move on. It changes, it reshapes, and it carries memory in one hand and fear in the other. And when that heart is finally ready to love again, it doesn't feel like a fresh start. It feels like walking on a fragile ground, afraid of breaking. Tonight, I want to speak gently to the people who lost deeply. So the people are free to love again. And also to the people who feel guilty for wanting happiness. You deserve to be happy again. And because of that, I want you to hear me clearly. You healing is not betrayal. Your joy is not disrespect. Your new love also does not erase the old one. You are allowed to rebuild your heart. So tonight, we talk about how to love again after deep loss, and how to quiet the guilt that tries to stop you. It's normal, sometimes you will feel guilty for loving again, but you don't have to. You don't have to. You have the right to love again. But don't rush into it. Take it slow and do it at your own time. Don't allow anybody to force you into it. Heal. Healing is very, very important. But before we continue, let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
Mama called me just to say she's praying. Said, baby, don't you lose your way. But I've been running from his mercy, trying to fix myself my way. Bills on the table, heart on the floor, faith fell like an empty word. I sang about grace in the choir on Sunday, but on Monday it still hurt. I told God, if you're real, I need you now. And silence filled the room somehow. But deep in that quiet, I heard him say, my child, I never walked away. Said even your broken is beautiful. Even your failure is known. And that was the day.
Oh, that was the day.
The day I let go. There was whiskey in the Bible drawer.
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. Let's talk about loss. Loss changes you. It reshapes how you trust, how you feel, how you breathe. When you lose someone you once thought would grow hold, you know, with you, your heart becomes very cautious. Not because it cannot love, but because it understands, you know, how painful love can be. It is very painful. Very painful. You know, when you've lived with somebody, you've loved somebody, you've done a lot of things together, and suddenly that person just disappears. It's painful. But the key truth is, you don't come out of deep loss. No. And that is okay. It's okay. You can't judge yourself. You can't. You can't judge yourself for how you change after loss. Many people who has lost a partner, they feel guilty for laughing, guilty for feeling, you know, attracted to someone, guilty for wanting companionship. They feel guilty for most of everything. Some of them feel guilty for moving on. it's okay to move on. And it's okay when you feel guilty, but you don't have to. That is life. Moving on does not mean you don't love that person or you never love that person or it is wrong. It is not wrong. You know, because you have guilt whispering in your ears all the time. Oh, you're betraying the person's memories. But the actual truth is, your heart is not replacing that person. Your heart is surviving. What your heart is doing is reopening to life. Breathe again. You probably say, I mean, they're saying that what have we done day hot before? It takes time to cool. It takes time. That is why I am saying you need to heal first. Take your time. Don't rush. Because at that time when you rush in, you rush out. It will definitely go bad. So take your time. Heal. And it's okay to move on. And let me tell you the signs that you will see, you will notice when you're ready to love again. That is the time you will no longer get angry at the world. Because when that happens, you just get angry with everything. You will feel like nothing matters again, like your life has no meaning. That's how you're going to be feeling. Because you're going to miss, you know, that companionship you had with that person. That emotional closeness also will be missing. It will be hard for you to get emotionally attached, you know, to anyone. You know, that emotional closeness, you know, somebody to talk to, you know, somebody to tell things to, will be missing also. And those are the things that you will see, that when you're ready, all those things will not be as tough as they were before. The memory of that person will no longer break you the way it used to break you. You know, sometimes when you remember the person, you will cry. But when you are emotionally ready, you won't cry when you remember that person. Most of the time, you will just smile. Most of the time, you just sit down and think about it and you will smile. When you're ready, you can easily talk about it. Because when you're not ready, you won't be able to talk about it because the emotions will be too much for you to carry. You will feel that gentle pull, you know, towards connecting with another person. That is when you know that you are ready. And readiness doesn't mean there won't be pain. The pain will still be there. But the only thing is, it will be milder. And that pain means that you can feel, you know, hope alongside with the pain. You need to be sure that you're ready before you dive into it. And there are things you need to tell your partner. Yes. Your new partner, whoever you're falling in love with again, whoever you're with, you need to tell them some things. And it's not like you owe your new partner everything on day one. But eventually you owe them honesty. You need to be honest with your feelings. You need to be honest with how you feel, what you're feeling. You need to tell them you have loved deeply before. You need to tell them you carry memories of someone. Yes, you need to. You need to let them know you have triggers. Because it's not going to be easy for them also. Because it's not easy for someone to be in love with you and at the same time be feeling you're still in love with your late partner. Because you're going to have days that you're going to disappear emotionally, that you wouldn't even be there at all. And you can't just leave that person to be thinking 1.1 million, you know, stuff in their head. Because they don't know nothing. And that's why it's very important you need to communicate. You need to let them understand that you're not comparing. Because sometimes you're going to talk about your late partner. Maybe in a situation between you and your new partner. And it's going to feel like you're comparing. You need to let them know. And you need to let them also know that you're healing. But you're open to new love. And with all this, a good partner will not compete with your past. They will only walk beside it respectfully. Because you don't expect them to know how you feel when you're not talking about it. You really need to talk about it. I know it's not going to be easy. But if you're moving on with a new partner, you need to let them understand how you feel. You need to reassure them that you're not comparing them with your late partner. You need to make them understand that you're healing and you're still in that, you know, process of healing. That is why I said you need to take your time. You need to heal first. Don't just jump into it because you feel, oh, you're lonely, you know, you don't have anybody, you don't this, you don't that. No. It's something you cannot rush. Because some people, they get it wrong sometimes. And that is why we need to educate each other. And when it's time for that, you need to learn to love without fear. Yeah. You need to love without fear. Because you're going to have that fear of, oh, am I going to lose this one again? How am I going to cope? Is this going to work? Can I truly love this person? You're going to have all that. Because you'll be questioning yourself, oh, what if I lose again? What if they leave? You'll be asking yourself, what if I open up and they break me? Those are things you need to put behind you. You need to love without fear. You need to love without fear. But you know what? Fear and love can live together. But the courage is choosing love even while fear is still present. Every time you feel that fear, you need to choose love. Have that courage. Choose love. And I'll ask you something. What scares you most about loving again? While you're thinking of that, we'll go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
Gave your heart away so freely, hoping it would see your light. But loving him felt like trying to bloom in a place with no sunlight. You questioned every part of you, the way you talk, the way you give. Forgot that you were born enough, forgot the queen you meant to live. You kept giving pieces of yourself till there was barely anything left. But hear me now, you're still a masterpiece. To every woman who forgot her worth, you are gold, you are fire, you are more than this hurt. You are beauty, you are strength, you are grace in the dirt. He didn't break you, he just showed you what you deserve. To every woman who forgot her worth, this is your reminder. You are priceless on this earth. You wiped your tears in silence, pretending everything was fine. Even warriors need rest, even diamonds need to shine. You love with open hands, but he mistook that for something weak. Now you're learning.
Hey fam, we're back again. Last week we had a lot of break because it was a very difficult topic to deal with. So today I'm trying to, you know, make it more comforting for those that have lost their soulmate. So let's talk about healing while loving. Like I said, you know, it's very important that you heal. But you see that the healing doesn't completely, you know, work for you like that, like it's magic, because that pain doesn't go away. It doesn't. You will keep healing till you move into another space. You don't forget it. You can't forget a soulmate. It's impossible. It's only going to take another space in your heart. And loving again will take its own space. So healing doesn't need to be complete before you love, because healing happens inside love too. That is why you need to talk to your partner. And if you're out there loving somebody who has lost a husband, a wife, it's not going to be easy. You need to be prepared for that. Yes, I mean, I don't expect you to be, you know, the healer, but you're going to be like a safe space for your partner. And you, that you've lost a soulmate, your partner becomes not your healer, but your safe space. Because healthy love helps. It helps you to open up. It helps you to release the guilt. It helps you to feel alive again. It also helps you to trust the future, that the future is going to be okay. And healthy love, you know what? It helps you to learn emotional stability. Yes. You have to learn, you know, to keep that person safe, because that is what they need. So let's talk about role of memories. I won't believe that your memories of your soulmate, you know, will not die. Because talking from experience, it's not dead. They are not supposed to. And your new partner must understand that. They must understand that you're not forgetting. It's not going to erase. You're not replacing. And you're not comparing. Because your memories are part of your story. And they are allowed to exist. Yeah. They are allowed to exist even while you love someone new. Memories like that don't fly out of the window. No. Because if you are the one that's going to date somebody like that, expect that person to talk about the soulmate. They will talk about it until, you know, it start fading bit by bit, but it doesn't go away. That's one thing you should know. If you're going into that relationship, know that is what you're going to deal with. I'm not saying it's going to be like that forever, but it doesn't go away, it can only get better. You know that, you know peace. You know that, you have a great relationship. Because you know what, people like that, they love deeply. Trust me, they love very, very deeply because they know what love is all about. They know what it means to lose someone. And they love you like they don't want to lose you. Yeah. Oh, what's that song? Who sang that song? Love you like I'm going to lose you. You know that song? Who sang that song? Tell me. Love you like I'm going to lose you. So while we're waiting for that, I know somebody's going to tell me. Practical tips for loving again. Before we do that, we're going to give you like practical tips, you know, for loving again. Let's play this song. I'll be right back. It's your girl, Samba.
Like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted, 'cause we'll never know it when we'll run out of time. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you.
In the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes and love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want. Use what we got before it's all gone.
I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. So that is what I'm talking about. Somebody who has lost before will love you like crazy. They will love you every day of their life, because every day they're gonna be scared of losing you again. So the only thing you need to do is to be patient. Honestly. Because for someone who has lost a soulmate, when that person recovers from that, they will love you more. So let's talk about the practical tips of loving again. Like I said before, you move slowly. Don't rush. Be honest with your triggers. Let your partner, your new partner, knows what triggers you. Let your new partner understand your story. Don't control it. It's okay to create boundaries also. And you need to learn to practice emotional openness. Don't hide your grief. Don't hide it. From day one, let your new partner know. Let them know. Don't hide it. Because it's not going to help. Because when your triggers come on, he's going to believe it's him. Which is not fair. And don't use your new relationship to escape the pain. No. Let your new partner understand you. Let them know you're still feeling that pain of losing someone. Allow laughter again. Don't feel guilty. Laugh. It's okay. Because whatever you do, that person is not coming back. The only thing you're left with is the memories you share together. He or she is not coming back. So please laugh again. So that you can always, you know, remember those times you spent together. It's okay to laugh. Allow romance in your life. Because I know you're going to feel like, oh, you lost this person. Oh, it's the end of the world for me. Yes, you're going to have that feeling. But it's okay to allow romance. It's okay to allow happiness again. You deserve to be happy. Yes, allow yourself to experience joy fully. You have the right to experience joy again. You have the right to be happy. You have the right to love. It's okay to. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel like, you know, you stop loving that person, or, you know, you don't care. People will say whatever they like. It's okay. Like my brother will say, no, no, no. When you love too much, you say, oh, is it only you that lost someone? Come pick up yourself and love again. If you love another person again, they will say, oh, it's too quick. It's too, no matter, even if you had waited for 5-6 years, they will tell you it's too quick. So you know what? Do you. Do what makes you happy. Because whatever you do is not going to bring that person back. No, no, no. Be healthy enough to keep those memories with you. Now let's talk about the new partner's experience. And this is the reason why you need to let your new partner know how you feel. Because they're going to feel like they are not enough for you. They're going to feel being compared. They're going to be afraid to trigger you. If they don't know what triggers you, most times they're not even sure how to support you because you're not talking. And sometimes too, they're afraid that they're going to lose you to your grief, which is not, it's not good. It's not good for them. You need to help them to help you. And that is why I'm saying to you, it's okay to be happy again. It's okay for you to feel joy, to have joy in your life. And you need to reassure your new partner that you choose them. Let them know that your past is not a threat to your present. Reassure your new partner that they matter to you. Let them understand, let them know that, you know, your heart has a room for new love. That you have the room for them. It's deep. It's very deep. It is. You need to let your new partner understand that you're not stuck. Let them understand that you're healing, so that they can be on that journey with you, so that they can help you. And not just your partner alone, you know, people around you. People around you that are trying to show you love, you need to assure them. You need to reassure them that you're healing and you can love again. And you know what? Love after loss can work. You can actually have another soulmate. Yes. Yes, you can have more than one soulmate. Some people say, no, I had an argument with my daughter tonight. She said, Mommy, how can people have two soulmates? Even you have soulmates in just friendship. Just friendship. Yes. And that new soulmate you're having better be ready, because the way you're going to love them might scare them. Yeah, that is the honest truth. You can. Yes. Love after loss can work. Because love after loss can be deep, beautiful, and stable. Because people who have lost deeply often love with more intention when they heal. Yes, they do. They love more carefully, more gratefully, and more truthfully. I almost said something now that is making me laugh within. I was gonna say, my fellow widows. I hope you all remember that. But in this yeah, it makes sense. But the other person that I remember said that doesn't really make any sense at all. Ask yourself, are you ready to let your heart breathe again? Are you? If you're still healing and you're not there, I pray that you will find healing in a new partner. You will find it within yourself, and you will also find it in a new partner. I want you to breathe and feel your heart. If you have loved and lost, you are not broken. You're not betraying anyone by choosing joy. Your heart remembers, but your heart can also reopen. Yes, it can reopen. And trust me, healing is not forgetting. Healing is living again. Yes, it is. If no one has told you that, I am telling you again. Healing is not forgetting. Healing is living again. So to everyone who is afraid to love again, your heart still has life. Yes. When there is life, there is hope. Your heart still has space. It has future. And I'm reminding you, you are allowed to rebuild, to feel, and to love again without guilt. So from here, we're going to talk about when your new partner does not understand your grief. But before we do that, let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
Mwanyi di mana mwanyi kibe ya enelebe joro ofanya jisu ugbo nwo meje jemba odibeze nwa mede moko anya poro onubaje boss na breba nwa meke nem ge kenem ge kenem ge kenem go oya di
eh your my melody my sweet baby the one where they make my heart go jim jim and shake body. I promise you, you go chop money. The love way you give me so, and I don't really. The queen way on my heart, the crown upon my head, the essence of my life. Oh, you know me more. The queen way on my heart, the crown upon my head, the essence of my life. Oh, you know me more. Like milk, heaven lost an angel when you came to me. You're so amazing, baby. I have to say it twice. This love you give me so, and I don't really. The queen will own my heart, the crown upon my head, the essence of my life.
Hey my fam, how are you doing? We're back again. So let's talk about what it means when a partner doesn't understand your grief. One thing you should understand is your new partner may not have lost anyone before. They may not know what deep loss feels like. To them, grief looks strange. They'll keep asking you, why are you still emotional? Why do you still cry? Sometimes if you go on a date with them, they'll ask you, why is it that the song they're playing, why is it changing your mood? Why is your mood gone wrong? Why did you change your mood so suddenly? And sometimes they will ask, why are you so quiet? Why do you go quiet sometimes? My dear, they are not wicked. They are not, they're, it's simply that, I mean, they are inexperienced with loss. They've not lost anyone. Mostly, you know, someone close to them. So they cannot understand how you feel. Because all this pain you're feeling is so invisible to them. They cannot see it. That is why you should talk. And I understand it's not easy, but you need to talk. If you want the new relationship to work for you, you need to talk because you need to make them understand. Because grief is not loud. Grief is not loud. It's not loud at all. It is eating in sudden silence, you know, tired eyes from crying. Days you cannot explain your mood because even you don't understand your mood. It's eating in emotional withdrawal. All those, you know, moments that you feel guilty for loving again. If you don't explain to your new partner, if you don't let them understand your triggers, how you feel, your new partner might see attitude. Yes, the only thing they can see is attitude. They won't understand what's going on with you. They won't understand that what you're actually experiencing is memory. You need to be able to make them understand. Talk. Have conversation with your new partner. Because sometimes, you know, most people that you're with, your partner, your friends, they might take grief personally. And when do they take this personally? It is when they think you still love your late partner more. They will take it personally. When they feel like they are in competition with a shadow, with a ghost, they will take it personally. And most importantly, they worry that you're not ready. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with someone that is not ready. And if you don't tell them about your triggers, you know, they take it as rejection. And you can't blame them. Because you're not talking, you're not explaining. Like I always tell you, I'm not a therapist though. I'm not a therapist. So if you get in a relationship with someone after losing your soulmate, you can go see a therapist. If you cannot, because sometimes it's not every one of us that can explain our feelings to people. People will love. So you can consult your GP or you get a therapist that can explain to your partner what's going on with you. Because their lack of understanding, you know, will also affect you. Yeah. If they don't understand, it's going to affect you. And it can feel like you're alone. You don't want to be alone in this journey. When you're healing, you don't want to be alone. Because you sometimes you're going to feel emotionally unsupported. Because your partner doesn't understand what's going on with you. Your new partner doesn't understand what's going on with you. You can feel misunderstood. That's why you need to speak. And one of the things you don't want to feel is you don't want to feel pressured to get over it. Because if you don't talk, what you're going to be feeling from your new partner is pressure. And some people can even get upset and say, you know what, get over it. I mean, if you're still in love with your late partner, why are you in a relationship with me? Some people will react like that because it's frustrating on their own part. You don't want to feel guilty for grieving. But you will feel that if you don't explain to your new partner how you feel. And if you don't talk to them, you know, about it, even when you want to talk about it in a situation, you'll be afraid to. And this is where many relationships break. Not because they can't cope, but because they don't even know how to help you. Yeah, because they don't even know how to help you. So you'll feel like they're not supporting you. But how do you want it? What support do you need? They have no idea. And what you really need from them, you need patience. You need emotional safety. And that is why you need to let your new partner know. In your new relationship, you need space to talk about your loss. You don't want to feel guilty or shame. You don't want no pressure. You don't want somebody to to say, oh, you know, move on fast, get over it, get done with it. You need a partner who will listen, not react. A partner who wants to understand is better than one who assumes. Trust me. Trust me. Because if they do assume, they're going to get it wrong. And you don't want that. And how do you communicate your grief to them? You want to know? We'll come back after the short break. It's your girl, Samba. Hey fam, I'm so carried away with this topic that, you know, I forgot that time is running. So let's go through this, yeah? How to communicate your grief. You need to tell them what your triggers are, why certain dates, you know, matters, that your grief is emotional, not romantic, you know, things like that. Maybe we have to continue this next week. Because my boss is there watching me, he's watching. I can feel his eyes on me. So, you know what? The relationship can still work. Let me tell you that before I go. If your partner is willing to learn, willing to grow with you, if he's willing to be patient, if he's willing to love you through healing, not against it, it can work. And this requires communication, empathy, reassurance, time, and emotional maturity. So my people, if you are in a relationship with somebody that's lost someone, be gentle, be nice, talk to them about it. If you are the one that's lost a soulmate, please let your new partner know about your trigger. I know it's not easy, but trust me, you will get there. Mine has been a while, 7 years. It's not been easy. So I feel you. I feel you. So, you know what? Till next Sunday, be good, take care of yourself, build yourself. And you know what? My love to you. From Samba to you, it's all love, 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 love. Thank you so much for joining in today. We'll be here again next Sunday with another intriguing topic. Stay blessed. It's your girl, Samba.
I see you, I know I'll be okay. You. Gozi gini ka natural. Ima na chukwa gozi bomo. Onye lo mi you, onye lo you me. What am I looking for? Say my girl, he don't mess me up. He giving me you, giving you me. Opposite keeping my chest, yes, opposite keeping my chest, yeah, me. But baby, you know, say you, you got love for me. I do go, I do go, I will go, I will go. When I call your name, you shall got love for me. Call your name, shakara for me.